There are many wonderful things that we celebrate today and we recall today, other than, of course, the beautiful readings of today, when we see that to give one who is a disciple even a cup of water, because he is a disciple. And we see the same thing in the first reading from Elijah. The woman who prepared a room for him because he came there often to visit. He is a disciple, a prophet of God. And it is because of this that she has prepared this for him. And this is something that we need to remember even today. Whenever we do something for a holy one, because he is a holy one, he will be rewarded with the reward of a holy one. And so the gospel tells us about this. But we also today celebrate another very wonderful feast that most people oftentimes mention, but don't know very much about. For today is the feast of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And, of course, we know the image pretty much. The Blessed Mother has the baby Jesus in her arm, and around her are angels and the symbols of the Passion of Christ. Now, one of the things that most people don't notice, or if they do, they don't think anything about it. The child Jesus is, as it were, scared, and he has just come up and run and jumped into his mother's arms. So much so that one of his little sandals is almost about to fall off. It came loose. And it's just dangling there. And of course, it's all very deliberate. According to tradition painted by St. Luke, the evangelist, the physician, the beloved physician of St. Paul. And he thinks about all these things. The angels, St. Raphael and St. Gabriel. And around the symbols of the Passion. The child Jesus is scared, as any child would be, but he is God, so he realizes this refers to him by these symbols of the Passion, the lances and the sponges and the nails and so forth. You can look at the picture for yourselves. And so he jumps into the Blessed Mother's arms for protection. Now imagine this, that the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, our Lord and Savior, jumps into the Blessed Mother's arms for protection. That tells you a lot about the Blessed Mother. That even her Son, the Son of God, comes to her for protection. And of course, you can figure out the rest of the history. There are many, many websites and so forth about it. But that picture in itself has had a very interesting history. It used to be on the island of Crete, and many, many things came from the east. And a sailor, an Italian sailor, and we know about Italian sailors, he stole it and brought it to Rome, and he hid it. And the Blessed Mother kept calling him, "You need to put this in a proper place." And so he finally went to the Pope. And the Pope decreed that it should be placed in a church between St. John the Lateran, the cathedral, and St. Mary Major, the Church of St. Matthew. When Napoleon invaded Rome, he destroyed many churches. And the general that came in his name said, "There are too many churches in Rome." So he destroyed 30 churches. Imagine that. He burned them to the ground. And then he destroyed the Church of St. Matthew. But the Augustinian fathers who were there at the time a connection with Pope Leo, who is an Augustinian, they hid it. And then years passed, and as things happen, people forget, they die and they forget. And the Holy Father, by this time Pope Gregory the 16th, and later Blessed Pius the 9th, built a church there and gave it to the Redemptorists of St. Alphonsus de Liguori. And the church was called St. Alphonsus. And then the image of Our Lady, by then known as Our Lady of Perpetual Help, was placed there where it's still to this day. And many, many, many miracles followed it. So on this day, the 27th day of June, we celebrate this feast of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And then, of course, the Gospel, which tells us that we must love no one, not mother or father, not son or daughter, more than Jesus. And some people will say, how could that be? And they have told me to my face, how can he want us to love you or Jesus more than my son or my daughter? I didn't say it. He did. You talk to him about it. That's the way it is. He is very, very direct and very, very exclusive. Whoever loves father or mother, son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take off the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, must lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it for eternity. And so today, we need to think. Do we love Jesus more than anyone else, more than anything else? Or do we love ourselves more, and our lives, and our situations, and our prosperity, and our job, and everything else that we think is ours, which is really a gift from God? And so therefore, we too must be like the child Jesus. We too must have recourse to him and to his most holy mother, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And we must run up to her and put ourselves in her warm and protective embrace, that we may be saved, that we may be free from all evil. For believe you me, we are surrounded by evil in this world. And of course, the source of that evil is none other than Satan and his minions of demons. But the Blessed Mother and her angels will defeat the devil and his demons, and she will protect us. But we must want to be in her warm and protective embrace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.